We have sunshine and 71 degrees.
And the big truck in front of us.
Ooh.
It makes our van look so tiny. We have parked here on Herrick and Maine as we are at 58 and 18, broadcasting from Dimitri's Family Restaurant in the window, Craig. I've already waved at somebody.
Yeah.
This time it worked because instead of just saying fish fry on the sign in front of us, we actually put one of our station's signs out there. We have still lots. You know, we're into the 8 o'clock. All right, I'll wait that time.
That's our legendary street mime.
Yes, we're into the 8 o'clock hour. Lots going on. We'll hear about the Lorain County Fair, also what's happening at Lorain County Community College, but now we've got something related to a special event that's taking place at the Patricia Lindley Center for the Performing Arts. We're joined by Dottie Cienciola and also David Conklin to talk a little bit about this event. Is this tied in at all to the Bicentennial, or is this something separate from that?
The Ohio State University. Yes, it is.
So the Ohio State University Alumni Band is coming up on Sunday, July 22nd. Talk about how you get them to come and perform in something like this.
Well, we requested that they come here, and they were very enthusiastic. They love Wellington, and we have a lot of Buckeye fans here. Actually, we've just learned that the 1981 OSU first female drum majorette, Shelley Graff, will be here as well as a couple other drum majors, so we're real excited about that.
This is unique. I don't know if it's sort of unique. We know about the Ohio State Marching Band as it currently exists with the students that are currently at the college, but this is alumni,
people
who will continue on and still provide the best damn band in the land. So
absolutely. For many years after they graduate from the band.
Can you tell us how something like this comes together?
Well, there's quite a lot of bit of planning on both our end and the alumni group as well. We have a lot of advertising for it. We talk a lot with the people there, and that's basically how it comes together.
David is here as well. He's got a little Shop of Horrors t-shirt on, and I'm wondering if you've ever taken part in that production or directed it maybe?
Well, as a matter of fact, 10 years ago this coming school year, we produced the musical over at the Old McCormick, on the Old McCormick Middle School stage. And, it was the first full-length musical that community theater in Wellington, since I've been involved with it and directing them, that we did. And it's, I still have the t-shirt, and it's maintains a special place in my heart. And I'm thinking about perhaps a 10th anniversary bringing it back.
Revival.
Yeah. There we go. That's right. Revival. Maybe this spring in the Lindley Center, and the production because of the Lindley Center can be even better than the one that we did 10 years ago that was really well received.
Talk a little bit about that transition to a different type of a performance venue.
It's like going from, a Chevy Vega to a Porsche. McCormick was grand. It was cool. It was a wonderful old building. But to put on a production there and do anything remotely technical with lighting and audio was nearly impossible. Lindley Center, for us, it's state of the art. I mean, you can do about anything you want with lighting, anything you want with audio, and you have actual functional drapery and stage technology that can up the quality of our productions.
So, and the audience, I suppose, has a better seating arrangement, suppose.
Yes. We have 600 seats in the auditorium. Also, I want to mention that our high school students are trained on how to use all of the equipment, the lighting, the sound, and they run most of the shows, and they do a fantastic job. Very impressed with what our high school students have done so far.
What was some of the, did you have a spring show, or what was the most recent show that was produced there?
Yeah, we just did the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which that last spring, and a month after that, Cleveland Playhouse put on their version of it. And again, I'd like to think that they waited a month so that the popularity and the awesomeness of ours, you know, faded away.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
no,
they did.
But yeah, and we do that. I mean, we do Broadway productions. That's, none of it is scaled back. Even like we were talking before we went on about Into the Woods, we did the full length production of that, every song. And it, I don't know, the kids here in the community theater rise to the challenge. And we're not professionals, but I think that we do justice to every production that we put on, though.
Dottie, you gave me a tour of the facility about a month or two back. How did the construction or the concept for it develop?
Well, originally, Wellington passed a levy to build a new middle school. Our old school was about 150 years old, and it only provided funding for a cafetorium, which is basically a cafeteria with a stage. But thanks to a generous donation from a community member, Bill Brumfield, along with matching funds from other community members, the money was raised to build the center. It was named in memory of Bill's wife, who, along with Bill, who passed away this last November, had a great passion for our community and the theater as well. So we had our grand opening in January of 2016.
That's kind of a nice facility for a village of this size. What does that mean really to the community and to the students as well?
Well, to the students and the community members, Friends of Theater, we're growing the group that is involved with that ongoing. To those of us who are in it and performing in it, it's amazing. It motivates me to continue bringing in these productions and working hard to do them. Alas, to many of the community members, I think many still aren't aware of its existence. And if they do know about it, they don't know where it is, and they haven't been to it yet. And so my and Friends of Theater's 10-year plan is to build a culture here in the community so that more people become aware, and so that they're wondering what to do on a Friday or Saturday night or even a Thursday. Hey, let's go to the theater. It's not like having to Google it or find out. It's on their mind, almost like, let's go to the restaurant. But we got a ways to go. It's building awareness and appreciation of it. But we're doing it year by year.
Talking today with David Conklin, Wellington High School, and also the Managing Director for the Tricia Lindley Performing Arts Center, Dottie Cienciola. What other, we find in Elyria where they have the Performing Arts Center, one of the first in the area that they have for their school in the Lorraine. There's other things that the community then utilizes it for. Is that plans in there too? For that?
Sure. Right now, throughout the year, we are hosting the Bicentennial Speaker Series for the community. In fact, Dave and I are working on a Wellington Bicentennial documentary that's going to premiere at the Lindley Center in December 8th. And it's really quite an adventure. We are covering a lot of topics with that. So that'll be something really big for the community.
So is that a recap of what was happening this year, or does it involve history? How do you kind of rein this whole thing into
a documentary? The theme is then and now, okay. So it covers the whole spectrum. And we're doing a lot of different topics, like farming is big here, history is big here, arts and entertainment.
Businesses, cultural events.
Architecture.
Yeah.
Beautiful town hall right here, we're doing a segment on that. Our park system, it just goes on and on.
Have you come upon anything that you didn't know about before or really surprised you?
I would say we've been focusing on agriculture for the last few weeks, and each farm visit that we've done for me has been a revelation. And I mean, I knew they existed, drove by them all the time, but when you stop in and spend a couple hours and they're telling you their story, yeah, it's just been really enriching in that regard. It's going to be a lot of awesome footage, and I think it'll be as enlightening for the crowd, the viewers as well.
You mentioned the sort of the speaker series. What's the next one coming up in that?
James series? Garfield. Not James Garfield. We have one tonight. Captain, I can't think what his name is. It's tonight at 7:00 in the Lindley Center.
Okay.
And I might add that you can go to our Lindley Center website and see all the events that are coming up, and also follow us on Facebook.
Is there any summer productions planned at all, or do you?
This summer.
I thought it was some of those because of sometimes the air conditioning and the hot and the heat. Sometimes some of those theaters kind of shut down during those type of.
Right, and we have a couple performances aside from the Ohio State. We have something called Noisemakers. It's a variety show. It's coming up August 4th. Tim Burns, who's a Wellington School alumni and former star football player here, will be producing, directing, and performing in this show. Tim currently lives in Las Vegas, and he's returning to Wellington to celebrate our bicentennial and pay tribute to our theater. He, too, has a great love for Wellington and the performing arts.
That's good. Well, we appreciate you both stopping in again. Coming up, the Ohio State University Alumni Band is coming up on Sunday, June 22nd. July 22nd. Craig, see?
You did that yesterday, didn't you? Or did I? Maybe it was me.
I don't know. Okay, pile it on me. Yes, maybe
well,
I did
sure,
it
you did it.
It's going to be spectacular.
And it's a lot going on in this town for the bicentennial. If people want to find out more again about what's happening at that center or get the tickets, what do they need to do?
The tickets. They can get the tickets from Brothers Chevrolet. They're offering a discount on them right now. Also, they can go to the Lindley site and the Facebook site, and there's links there to buy tickets online. And if there's still tickets available, we will be selling them at the box office day of show.
And with a marching band like this, you could probably just sit outside somewhere and probably hear a lot of the performance, too.
You want to go in and see it all. There's
going
to be about 40 performers there and the batons, and it's just going to be a wonderful thing.
It's amazing for that.
Yeah.
We appreciate you stopping in, both of you, as well, as we are continuing our spotlight on Wellington. Dottie Scienziola with the Patricia Lindley Performing Arts Center and also from Wellington High School, David Conklin. Thank you both for coming in. We're speaking of a little bit of education. We'll find out what's happening at Lorain County Community College, and then we'll head out to the Lorain County Fair, or we'll bring them to us as well, as we continue our spotlight on Wellington here on WEOL.